Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church, as today we celebrate all in one, All Saints, All Souls, and Remembrance Sunday. We have many singers and musicians and special things for you this day, and I hope that you will enjoy the liturgy that we have for you today. A couple of announcements, because I get asked this question every week, so I'll start with this. At clergy conference this week, the bishop indicated that a policy around singing, or the resumption of singing, will be coming out this week. So we will know by next Sunday. I figured that might get a little bit of an applause. So we are going to be able to resume singing before too long, I'm reasonably certain. There also will be in that policy something that will allow, now that the weather's getting colder, for a social time following church. It might even be something called a coffee-less coffee hour. Whatever that might be, I don't know. But just so you know that these things are in process and we are working our way through them. There is a fundraiser going on. Doreen from Tai Chi is out in the backyard today with some wonderful mitts from patterns from Newfoundland. Tai Chi has been a renter here for quite some time, and they're itching to get back as the restrictions are lessened for them. So Doreen is doing this, at least in part, to aid St. James. So I already have my two pairs, so you might want to check those out on your way out today. I wish I had some good news about Hannah's mom, but I don't. As we have told you for the last couple of weeks, Cheryl, mom to our assistant curate, Hannah Scorer, is not well, and they have tried several things and nothing has worked. So it appears that we are down to a matter of time now. So please keep Cheryl and Hannah and her sister Lillian and their family in your prayers. As I said, we are combining the understandings of All Saints, All Souls, and Remembrance Sunday all into one today. So the first thing we are going to do is our act of remembrance. I will invite you to stand for the singing. Well, you can hum along. The singing by our music leaders of the National Anthem and the Royal Anthem. Please be seated. Dearly beloved, we are here to worship Almighty God, whose purposes are good, whose power sustains the life of the world, who loves us, who sent the Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Redeemer, and who by the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. As we give thanks for God's great works, we remember those who have lived and died in the service of others. We pray for all who suffer the effects of war and are in need, and we ask God's help and blessing that we may know and do God's will. Let us remember the courage, devotion to duty, and the self-sacrifice of the men and women who have served in the armed forces. We will remember them. Let us remember those who were left behind, the friends, spouses, and children whose lives were impacted or scarred by worry, grief, and loss. We will remember them. Let us remember those who were wounded in the fight, those who fell in battle and are buried at sea or in a foreign land, and especially those whom we have known and loved, whose place is ever in our hearts. We will remember him. Let us remember those who came back, those whose lives still bear the scars of war, those who lost sight or limbs or reason, those who lost faith in God and hope for humanity. We will remember them. Let us remember the continuing grace of God, whose love holds all souls in life, and to whom none are dead, but all are alive forever. We will remember them. There was one more petition in that liturgy, one that you would probably know. They shall grow not old as we who are left grow old. And I think we've all come to know that one. And I've always known that it was from a poem called For the Fallen. But until this week, I had never read the entire poem. And so I thought this morning that I would read for you For the Fallen, written by Lawrence Binyon in 1914 as he overlooked the English Channel sitting on the cliffs in southern England. With proud thanksgiving, a mother for her children, England mourns for her dead across the sea. Flesh of her flesh they wear, spirit of her spirit, fallen in the cause of the free. Solemn the drums thrill, death, august and royal, sings sorrow up into immortal spheres. There is music in the midst of desolation, and a glory that shines upon our tears. They went with songs to the battle. They were young, straight of limb, true of eye, steady and aglow. They were staunch to the end against odds uncounted. They fell with their faces to the foe. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. They mingle not with their laughing comrades again. They sit no more at familiar tables of home. They have no lot in our labor of the daytime. They sleep beyond England's foam. But where our desires are and our hopes profound, felt as a wellspring that is hidden from sight, to the innermost heart of their own land they are known, as the stars are known to the night. As the stars that shall be bright when we are dust, moving in marches upon the heavenly plain, as the stars that are starry in the time of our darkness, to the end, they remain. Will you stand, please? Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, whose people are knit together in one holy church, the mystical body of your Son, grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of Scripture.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them as their God. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more, Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, See, I am making all things new. Also he said, Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. And then he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading of the Gospel.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, See how he loved him? But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with the strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. Remembrance Day, All Souls Day, All Saints Day. In so many ways, these really are somewhat the same thing. We are about to use, of all things, a Brooks and Dunn song as one of the creative elements in this homily. I think it will help you see some connections. At the root, All Saints, All Souls, and Remembrance are about people whom we cherish. They are about relationships with people who have finished this life, including those who died defending our country. To understand, I think that we need to put it into terms that might be more familiar. The story of Lazarus is one that we know well. Most of us, I think, are familiar with bits and pieces of Revelation, including today's passage, which talks about the end times. But sometimes I still think we need to hear the story in simpler form, a story that we can all identify with in our world today. The talents of Ronnie Dunn and Craig Wiseman blended together to write this song, a simple country song titled Belief.
Old man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. My mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. Spent a few long summers out on his front porch swing. Said he was in the war, was in the Navy. He lost his wife, he lost his baby. I broke down and asked him one time, how do you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He just looked at me and smiled.
I certainly remember relationships just like this. The wisdom of one who had lived life, been in the war, suffered loss of those close to him. Still had the time to help guide a young lad through the early years of life. Simple as teaching him how to fix a lawnmower, and as complicated as trying to explain the pain of loss to one who has yet to live much of their life. Jesus felt the agony of losing Lazarus, a trusted friend and companion. The tears flowed before the miracle happened. And it is to this man of tears and miracles that old man Wrigley turned when life just got too hard. In the way. We have to grow up and make a life, and we forget those who instill those values into us. And more in this world, we can drift away from faith, from the understanding that we are created from love by a God that patiently watches and waits. Back to our story.
A few years later, I was off to college, talking to my mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. She said, oh, by the way, son, old man Ridley's died.
When you hear that someone has died, it can cut to the core. A parent, a grandparent, someone who went to war, a cherished friend, little child. We first experience that deep pain. Loss can be overwhelming. But it seems to me we can begin to reflect to understand the sentiment of Ecclesiastes that there is a time to be born and a time to die, but also a time for a new experience gifted by God, so that we can understand just how saints impact our lives.
Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. There was ever anybody deserved a ticket to the other side. It'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye.
At this moment, I think of those that I have known and loved. I think of a parent, grandparents, aunts and uncles, treasured ones gone too soon. I think of those who, much braver than I could ever imagine being, stepped forward when their country asked and paid the highest price possible. I think of those who have journeyed all these years with memories and nightmares. I think of their families left without the love and guidance of those who mattered the most to them. And then the words of Old Man Wrigley spring to life. That sums up All Saints, All Souls, and Remembrance. The trust in God that this life is but a moment in time, that there is something more, that the saints do exist, and veterans still live in peace with the one who truly paid the ultimate price. Today is about celebrating lives well lived. They may have ended tragically, too soon, in horrible conditions. But they lived and made a difference, and they still live in hearts and spirits and memories and in that place called heaven. It is enough to know that God's love surrounds them and to trust that we will see them again. Yes, we will remember them.
Lord, I raise my hand. Bow my head, finding more and more truth. Words written in red, they tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see.
Thank you to all those who participated in that. I hope it moved you as much as it moved me. Gracious God, we come into your presence to commemorate those whom we have loved, known, and celebrate, and who have now gone before us to the place you have prepared for all those you have created and loved eternally. We ask this day to be reminded of happy memories and stories that will bring our loved ones to our hearts and minds. We also ask your help as we continue to grieve their passing and live without their physical presence. We know nothing can separate us or them from your love, shown to us in Jesus Christ, our Lord. This time I'm going to ask our wardens, Barb Robinson and Jim Sercombe, to come forward. They're going to light a taper from the Paschal candle, the candle that represents Jesus, and then light two candles, symbolically representing the saints in our lives, and also those who served our country and paid the ultimate price. At this time, I'm going to read a list of people that are remembered by those in this congregation, those who have passed in the last year, those who have passed in times gone by. This list is nowhere near complete, and you are welcome at any time to add silently or aloud the voice of someone that you love and care for. Carol and Ray Hillier, remembered by Brian and Loretta Hillier. Dave Knapp, remembered by Maureen Seislin Knapp. Anna Beal, remembered by Kate Beal. Dr. Donald Mills, remembered by Sarah Mills. John Boyd, remembered by the Ellis family. Esther and Fred Hollowitz, remembered by Steve Hollowitz. Remembered by so many in this parish, the Venerable Archie Skirvin. David Thamer. Barbara Carswell. Joan Watt. Pat Wood. Ken Surrett. Merle Hazelwood, Gloria Johnson, Thomas Pepler, Mary Bailey, Ruth Young, Ron Siddall, Murray Ford, Bob Highway. Give rest, O Christ, to your servants with your saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing, but life everlasting. Eternal God, we thank you for the gift of life and for the grace of new life in Jesus your Son, for family, friends, life, love, faith, and hope. We give you thanks in the name of Jesus. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you. In these COVID times, with the smiles of our eyes, with a wink, with a wave, a peace sign, whatever works for you, I invite this day all of us to remember those who have gone before and our friends and our family in this community. Let us pray. Holy and mighty God, we give you thanks for the triumph of Christ in the lives of all his saints. Receive all we offer you this day and help us, like them, to run our course with faith, that we may come to your eternal kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who in the night he was handed over suffering and death, took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We being many are one for all, for we all share in the one bread. A reminder of our protocols for communion in this time. You will stay where you are for communion. I will come to you with communion in one kind, the bread only. You may stand, sit, or kneel to receive communion, whatever is your comfort level. I start on the far side, go all the way back, come to the middle, go all the way back. And that's simply so I'm not sneaking up on people, but you'll know that I'm coming and you can be ready. If you do not wish to receive communion and would prefer to receive a blessing, then I invite you simply to cross your arms across your chest and a blessing will be given. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God.
wipes away every tear from their eyes.
Blessing and glory and praise God and power. Give to us
Let us pray. Lord of hosts, we praise your glory reflected in your saints. May we who share at this table be filled with the joy of your eternal kingdom, where Jesus is Lord, now and forever. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Let's go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God.